Welcome back. We're at HIMSS 17, and I am Roberta Mullen. I'm reporting for Healthcare Now Radio. I'm with Charles Steller. He is the new president and CEO of Weedy. Hi, Charles.
Hello. How are you, Roberta? Thank you for inviting me.
Great. We're glad to have you. First, we want to tell our listeners exactly what Weedy is. Let's try to explain what
you
do.
Sure. And Weedy has a very interesting history. We go back to 1991. Interesting that we were a vision of Dr. Louis Sullivan, who was the Secretary of Health and Human Services at the time, from like 1989 to 93. And Dr. Sullivan recognized, when it came to health IT, having a multi-stakeholder group that would work with and develop recommendations to the secretary about health IT issues would be a very good tool to use. As a result, Weedy was formed. We still, to this day, have the multi-stakeholder group. There's payers, providers, vendors, people that are not only fully committed to working on the issues, they're committed to working on it within the environment of being with organizations that you're not necessarily lobbying with. I call it the safe environment. The safe environment where people are with like concerns are trying to find solutions, because we have a responsibility to report back to the Secretary of Health and Human Services on certain health IT related issues. We have done that. We were actually named in the HIPAA legislation back in 96. So as an advisor to the secretary, that sort of reinforced our reason that we could bring people together. The idea of bringing people together to work on common issues, and that we're not a lobbying organization. We're an education organization, and an organization that worked through a variety of work groups that specialized in certain aspects of health IT. We also coordinate with a lot of the standard-setting organizations that are also affiliated with us or part of our board of directors. So we have, the organizations like CAQH Core, HL7, X12, NCPDP, organizations that have been the traditional standard-setting organizations are all affiliated with us. So bringing that all together under one roof is a very important role to play. And we are excited now about the work that we as an organization are doing and the work groups that are dealing with various aspects of health IT.
So as the new president and CEO, and probably like everything else in health IT, is changing as we speak, you're taking new direction, I hear.
Absolutely. Part of it is sort of going back to our roots. Sometimes, you know, when you take new direction, you realize what you do have done well in the past and what you should be doing. And part of it is the environment. Under the Secretary Sullivan, Republican, Dr. Sullivan really felt the commitment to health IT. The good part of, about Dr. Price, the new secretary, is a physician. Now, and he has certain ideas about EHRs and certain ones that, and exactly how the administration will modify their direction in health IT is uncertain. But what we are doing is preparing to be an active advisor to Secretary Price on research that can either support a position, would be able to convince the Secretary maybe other ways to do things. Being prepared, not knowing exactly what that need will be.
Well, I wish you luck in all of that's coming up, and your advice to the Secretary and the government has been invaluable over the years. I know that.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Charles.
Thank you. Thanks, Roberta.
And this has been another HIMSS Highlight.